Now it's time for Teacher Talk, James's thoughts and insights into teaching international students.
We are pleased to welcome Mr. Bruce Warden from a really cool Facebook page called Homophones Weekly. Welcome, Bruce.
Oh, hi, thanks.
Yeah. So, Bruce, let's start for the students. What is a homophone?
Well, so homophones are words, two or more different words that have a different meaning, but they sound the same when you speak them, but they're spelled differently. So words like bear, B-E-A-R, and bear, B-A-R-E, would be homophones.
Right, totally different. Bear being the animal, and other bear meaning naked, no clothes.
Exactly.
Right, okay.
Yep.
So tell us about the Facebook page.
Well, so the Facebook page is one prong of my attack on the internet. Homophones Weekly is a blog over at Blogspot. So it's Homophones Weekly at Blogspot. No, sorry, homophonesweekly.blogspot.com. And the Facebook page just sort of reposts everything that I've posted over there, because social media is sort of an easier way of, you know, getting the word out and attracting people in a more visual way. The blog is where all the content is, and then the Facebook page just kind of reiterates it and pretties it up. And
it's very cool. Students, yeah, and teachers, if you haven't been on the Facebook page or the blog, it's very cool because it is very visual. And do you, yeah, draw the homophone drawings?
That I do. I do all the drawings. I've got I keep a list of homophones in a spreadsheet. Like every time I come across one that I hadn't thought of before, I'll add it in there and then try to pick out the ones that I think I can figure out how to do a drawing for and tackle it.
Yeah. So you draw two or sometimes three or however many,
yep,
there are drawings. And so it's very visual. Too bad we're not a video podcast here, because we could show.
Right. Yeah, it would make a lot more sense.
Yeah, it's really cool to see. So it is, you'll, my students, teachers out there, you guys are going to see on our episode page where you can log in and I'll have a link to that. It's very cool. Now, why did you decide to start, you know, a Homophone Weekly page, blog?
Yeah.
I mean, right. You know, Bruce, it's a cool idea, but I got to say, it's really, you know, it's kind of out there.
It's out there, huh? Well, you know, so like you said, it's very visual, and that was exactly why I wanted to do it. Cause I mean, I'm an illustrator. That's my job. That's what I do. And that's how I think. And that's how I learn. And I think that's how a lot of people learn, you know? And so, I don't know. I didn't want to just be like some old guy shouting at the world every time he sees a typo in the newspaper. So I thought, well, you know, what I can do about that is approach grammar from a different perspective, you know, from a visual perspective. And I don't know, just take this one class of words that, you know, you see these things spelled wrong a lot.
Yeah.
Everywhere, you know.
Yeah, that's
and it's because they don't get caught by spell check software, you know, because they're too real words, and so they don't get caught by the spell checker, and so they'll slip through into the final publication. And so these are the ones I was seeing frequently, and I thought, you know, why don't I just make a page where, you know, if you want to learn about it, you can come learn about it. If you just want to come laugh at it, you can come laugh at it. Whatever you want to bring to it, I'll just draw pictures to help try to clarify, you know, which words are which. Which and which, that's another good one.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure you go through life looking at similar words.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And people are always pointing them out to me.
Your brain is kind of wired now to that, eh?
Yeah, yeah.
That's funny. I mean, it's fascinating because we deal with English as a second language learner and, mm-hmm, and teachers as well. That's who we mostly broadcast to. And you know, it's wonderful to see some of that visual usage out there, and it's, yeah, you know, it's right there out on the internet. What, you know, you've been posting a lot of the different homophones. What have been kind of the popular ones that you've created and maybe people have commented on?
Yeah, I actually went back into the blog today to see like what the most viewed entry was, and it surprised me. It was one I did with the words red and red,
and read
all kind of in one post, you know. And that had more views than anything else, but I don't think anyone had ever really mentioned that one to me before. It's just got a lot of traction.
I can see it. I can see it. Yeah. So what were the drawings?
Well, for the color red, it was just a big red square. Right. So your people are going to see these drawings eventually, but right now we've got to just describe them. It's just two squares side by side. And then in each square, it's got the word spelled out. And then a real simplified black and white drawing, almost like a safety warning label sort of style drawing above that to explain.
Very simple. Yeah.
Yeah. So for the color red, it was actually, there's no drawing. It's just the square is just red.
Right.
And then it has the word red. And then for the past tense of read, you know, red, like I read the newspaper, it's got someone sitting there drinking a cup of tea. And I think they had, this one was a little tricky, right? So read is spelled the same as red. So the one where they're reading the paper, their teacup is on the table and they're reading the newspaper. And then the one where it's red in the past, they've got the newspaper sort of tipped down and they're taking a drink of their tea as if they read the papers in the past. And then read, R-E-E-D, is just like the plant and you know, the little, like the read.
Yeah. And teachers, you know, it's amazing. I mean, it's so visual. I mean, students will get it. You know, students will.
I hope so. Yeah.
And I mean, obviously, it's a popular one. But I mean, it's popular because it is a tough one to explain.
it is the difference. And it's so much easier to just look at the pictures.
Look at the picture.
Than for me to even explain it.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Exactly. Now, have you had any experience teaching yourself?
No, not like this. No. No. I've taught some art courses. Drawing classes and things,
but no language courses.
Nothing like that. No.
And I mean, you're an illustrator by profession, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
But why language? I mean, what's the connection?
Why language?
Oh, yeah.
What a question. I don't know. We all use it, right? So I do a lot of scientific illustration. That's my main type of illustration that I do, and I like to think when I'm doing, trust me, I'm gonna answer your question, but it's gonna take the long route to get.
Okay, there. All right.
When I'm doing scientific illustration, the thing I'm really trying to do is take a concept and tell its story very simply and very clearly visually. So, you know, really complicated cellular processes or biological processes and things that would be really tough to explain in words can be a lot more easily understood if you just sort of draw it out. And I guess I just sort of feel like you can do the same thing with language, or at least I could with this portion of language. I mean, I don't know that you could do this same type of project with other types of words. I thought about doing it with... So homographs, right, are words that are spelled the same. Which one? Wait, which one's homograph? Spelled the same and pronounced the same, but they have a different meaning, like duck and duck.
Right.
Like duck, there's a duck. You could probably do drawings to explain those too, but it felt a little cumbersome. And it just seemed like, I don't know, it just worked. It just was, I could approach homophones the same way that I already think about illustration for other concepts. It just clicked in the way that I work, I guess.
Now you are going to transfer this into book form. I mean,
that's right.
Exciting news.
Yeah, that's the new news. Yeah, yeah. Chronicle Books fell in love with it just like you did, and made me a better offer.
My offer's free. Yeah, it's not.
Yeah, so they're kind of going through them all right now, and we're trying to come up with a new title because Homophones Weekly worked really well for a weekly blog. It's spelled weekly, like W-E-A-K, week, you know, sort of self-deprecating, like I was doing a really weak
right, sure,
job.
Yeah. No, it's very funny, yeah.
But so for a weekly blog, it made sense, but for a book, it probably doesn't make sense to call it weekly anymore. So we're kind of going around and around trying to come up with a better title.
And how many homophones have you created? Do you have an idea?
I did almost 300.
Wow, 300.
Not quite 300, but there's nearly 300 posts, and they won't all go in the book either. We're really trying to take the best of the best. So I think it's going to be closer to 100.
When will the book be coming out?
It should be next fall.
Next fall. Okay.
Yeah, so I don't have a more exact date than that right now.
All right. Well, I'm sure you're gonna shoot me a message and let me know when it's available, because
yeah, no doubt.
Teachers, you guys, you really need this book. It's gonna be great, amazing.
Yeah.
And if you can get onto his blog and onto the Facebook page, you can see some of the work he's done. Because it's really, I was really blown away by it. As an English teacher, it was just really cool way to explain the vocabulary and the differences between them. It's a lot of fun.
Thanks. Yeah, thank you.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
All right. It was nice talking with you, Bruce. Thanks so much for coming on the show.
Oh, it was very nice talking to you too.
Have you downloaded the Study It ESL textbooks yet for your classroom? The Study It textbooks are the first ever digital and interactive textbooks. Once downloaded, Wi-Fi is no longer required. Each book contains video and audio exercises, detailed grammar keynotes, reading and writing assignments, and amazing speaking projects. Grammar, conversation, pronunciation, business English, and listening textbooks are available. Visit www.studyitbooks.com for more information.